and welcome. It's hour number four, the fourth and final hour of today's podcast, original audio content. This hour, we present a football hour. It's become in vogue to take shots at Bill Belichick and one of the players he drafted a couple years ago, N'Keal Harry, a wide receiver out of Arizona State, has been a total bust. And Bill Belichick being criticized, but is it unfair being called out for making football decisions and not listening to his scouts? We'll give you the inside skinny on this and more. Also, Eddie will stop by with Puck the World. That and more is coming your way right now in hour number four. It is a dog pile. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we have a stream of consciousness, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from inside the theater, the theater of the mind, the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we are back at it again this hour. And our lead coming from football, the NFL draft. Not that far away. We're 21 days away from the NFL draft. It will be 3 weeks from today. And the number one pick will go to Jacksonville. And they will take Trevor Lawrence. The number two pick will go to the Jets. They'll draft a quarterback. The 49ers will draft a quarterback. And we're on our way. So, the story that caught my attention here is in Foxborough. It involves Bill Belichick, who is being put on blast. It is a pile on Bill Belichick. Now, if you've not heard the latest on this, maybe you haven't been paying attention. So Belichick has been shamed for ignoring his scouts, the Patriots scouting department. This goes back to the 2019 NFL draft when New England drafted N'Keal Harry. Now, if you're not a Patriots apologist, you probably don't know who N'Keal Harry is. He hasn't established himself as being any good. Bert Breer slicing up Belichick in a Sports Illustrated hatchet job, claiming Belichick has occasionally ignored the input of his scouts, gone rogue during drafts. Disobedience by Bill Belichick. And so he is selected certain players that are his favorites. He gets talked into this. The story painted a picture where Belichick's buddy-buddy with these college coaches, and they sell a bill of goods about player X, and then Belichick sees some tape that's impressive, and he's like, all right, that's our guy. And he goes over the wishes and wants of the Patriot scouting department. In this particular story that I'm referencing, the scouts wanted Deebo Samuel or A.J. Brown instead of N'Keal Harry, who has turned out to be a disaster as an NFL receiver. All right, so let us discuss the question. Should this report be considered an indictment of Bill Belichick's Patriot way? I'm going no. I'm going to pump the brakes on that train of thought here. Pump the brakes on that. So I've got signpost, pinata, and Bill Nye. And we will combine all of these things together into an adequate Maller monologue. Now, to lead off with, Bill Belichick has a bullseye, not on his back, it's on his forehead. Certainly not the victim. I'm not saying Bill Belichick's the victim, but I know what's going on here. And Tom Brady winning the Super Bowl with the Buccaneers, the Patriots spinning their wheels stuck in neutral in season number one post-TB12 and had to watch Cam Newton go out and guide a stagnant New England offense. And so the Patriots stuck in this weird time warp back in the days where Dick McPherson and Hugh Millen were the quarterback-coach combo in the dark ages. But forget the white-tailed deer or the bear or the wild turkey. That signpost up ahead, it's like the Twilight Zone, the signpost up ahead reads, Bill Belichick hunting season is what the signpost reads. And if you have a bone to pick, if you have an issue, if Belichick has rubbed you the wrong way over the past 20 years, now is your time for comeuppance. Right now is your opportunity. Blow off some steam. Get in line. Take a number from the deli counter and take your shot. throw your haymaker at Bill Belichick and clear out any gripe that you have with the Patriot coach. You're a scout. You're unhappy because you wanted A.J. Brown. He drafted N'Keal Harry. Tell Burt Beer of Sports Illustrated. He'll write a nice story. Now, furthermore, since N'Keal Harry turned out to be a dog with fleas as an NFL receiver to this point, now it's open bash season on the way the Patriots do business, but really that's a shot at just Belichick. My advice to you is to not be hoodwinked or bamboozled or hornswoggled on any of this. You should not, and the reason you should not is because what we're seeing here on this particular story is what I call textbook revisionist history. Textbook revisionist history. NFL draft Knicks were smitten kittens when it came to N'Keal Harry before the 2019 draft. How soon we forget. So what I did, because I remember getting ready for the draft, you read a lot of these things and the glowing reviews. Everyone gets a glowing review. So I went back and looked at some of the scouting guides prior to the 2019 NFL draft, just to see what people were saying about N'Keal Harry. They were effusive in praise of Harry, effervescent in slobbering all over, at that time, the Arizona State prospect. They bragged about what a size mismatch he was. He was going to be a huge red zone weapon in the NFL. Back shoulder boss. One of the NFL draft guides said, thrives with contested catch opportunities. Professional receiver was said of N'Keal Harry. Tough to tackle. These are all things that were in the scouting report about N'Keal Harry. What he lacked in speed, he made up for by being consistently productive for the Sun Devils. State-sponsored NFL media went as far as to compare N'Keal Harry, his NFL comp, Chicago Bear franchise receiver Allen Robinson. So here we are at a crossroads. You got a story from Sports Illustrated, which is after-the-fact reporting. We now know N'Keal Harry couldn't catch a cold. Okay, sucks. Bill Belichick is the pinata at an 8-year-old's birthday party, and everyone gets a swing. You get a swing. You get a swing. You get a swing. Everyone hit the pinata till the candy comes flying out. Just like that. Make sure you bring the bounce house. Want the bounce? That'll be in the back over there. All right, so last thing on this. Listen, I am on Team Belichick. I'm looking like a bit of a donkey at this point. I admit that. At least I don't smell like a donkey, I think. But I have no issue with Bill Belichick overriding the scouts on occasion. I don't know why anyone would have an issue with Bill Belichick saying, no, I like this player. I want player X over that other guy. The scouting department, by its very definition, gives recommendations. They don't give mandates for any NFL team. And Bill Belichick has certainly earned the clout. He's the power broker with the Patriots. And so remember the proverb, to the victor goes the spoils. Belichick's the one that makes these decisions. You don't blindly listen to your scouts unless you're a robot. That's not leadership. You do your due diligence and you make the hard decisions with your trusty sidekick, Nike the dog, which Belichick has. The draft is a science, but you don't have to bring in Bill Nye, the science guy, to know that it is an imperfect science. And it's a spin of the roulette wheel. Every year, this is what we say. People get all fired up, and I'm sure we'll do much more draft content as we get closer to the NFL draft. It's a big event on sports radio. But I've been burned too many times, right? It's a cover your eyes and say, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, pick a player by his last name or his 40 time or whatever. And you got these agents and scouts who are selling a bill of goods on draft-eligible players. It's a land of make-believe. Most players are not as advertised. They're just not. You have misinformation campaigns both for and against players. Players being sold under false pretenses, sailing under false flags. Look at DK Metcalf, who has become a sensation of the Seahawk nation. I went back and I read the scouting report for DK Metcalf, and there was a lot of good stuff in there, but the scouting report before the draft also said that his drop rate at Ole Miss was way too high. His lack of production in the Southeastern Conference was a concern. and he could have trouble separating from elite NFL cornerbacks. They said that as well. So I've determined to properly enjoy the draft, you have to practice. There's a Japanese tradition called wabi-sabi. You have to appreciate the beauty in things that are imperfect and incomplete, like the players who are drafted. But to say that Belichick's the bad guy because he overrode the scouting department and drafted a guy, again, who was compared to Allen Robinson coming out of college, I don't think that we need a war tribunal against Belichick. Maybe I'm crazy, but that's my position on this. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. As we press on, we'll take a fair amount of phone calls if you'd like to be part. 877-99-ON-FOX, 877-996-6369. You can join the festivities. I saw Mark the Walker is no longer Mark the Walker. He's been calling us for a while now, wandering around the streets of Rochester. He says, I am reborn today as Mark the Runner. That, he says, let's have a mild heart attack and listen to the Ben Maller Show. Well, sure. Don't recommend the mild heart attack part, but knock yourself out. Run wild. Round and round and round and round and round and round and round. All right. It's the Ben Maller Show. We'll take your calls. 877-99 on Fox. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. At Ben Maller. If you want to send lame jokes, and we do that tomorrow. Got a ton of jokes already, but if you got something funny and you want to get it in, send it care of the Ben Maller Show at gmail.com. Put jokes in the headline. Otherwise, I might not get it in time. Get your jokes in early. Cutoff point is early afternoon today. If you don't get it in, it will likely not be used on the show. We'll have Puck the World with Eddie Garcia. That and more. We'll get to it, and we will do it next.
I think you had some really yummy snack.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Nothing good happens after midnight unless you listen to the Ben Maller Show. Join the fastest growing club on Fox Sports Radio. Follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. On Facebook, go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And on Instagram, it's at Ben Maller on Fox. And you can add your touch to weekly show bits like Ask Ben and Lame Jokes. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Some cool hockey talk with Eddie coming up in a little bit. Also, an NFL star has, another NFL star has pulled a Leno. We call this the Leno. We'll explain what the Leno is if you've not heard what the Leno is. Calvin in Davenport says, great monologue, Ben. Tom Brady is a perfect example of scouting failure. Said he was trash and ended up being the GOAT. Hindsight is 20/20. Greg in Iowa says, I was wondering how long until Vermont was going to be brought up as the least favorite state to visit due to Ben's bathtub buddy there, Arnie Spanier. It was a hot tub, actually, so I think you said hit tub. I think you meant to say hot tub. One of the great moments in Arnie Spanier's life, our colleague here at Fox Sports Radio.
Who?
Trucker Joe says, speaking of heart attacks, what happened to Cardiac Stanley? Good question. I don't know. We have not heard from Cardiac Stanley.
One of the most memorable calls ever on the Ben Maller Show.
Yeah, we had a guy that had a heart attack on the air, and Stanley from Ohio, and of course, I did the right thing. I passed it off to Coop. Yeah, I said, take care of that, Coop.
Good idea.
Yeah. It was an interesting moment. Dolphin Mike writes in and says, way to go, mainstream sports talk radio. Slobber, slobber, slobber all over the annoying Bill Belichick, Dolphin Mike says. Yes, you're right. Belichick doesn't get enough praise the last 20 years, unless he does. Unless he does. All right. Mr. Nice Guy says, I know one guy who would never criticize Bill Belichick. That's right, Sean McVay. Sean McVay wishes he could have Bill Belichick's child. I think that is, boy, how embarrassing.
Oh, thank you, Stanley.
Well.
You got more? Relax. Stanley, take a deep breath, Stanley. Take a deep breath.
Ben, I have intermittent chest pains, and I have shortness of breath and pain in my left arm and my left shoulder. And
Coop, make sure this guy gets some medical attention, Coop.
Dr. Coop will take care of me.
I saved that man's life that night.
Yeah. I just passed it off to Coop. I don't really want more to say. I mean, the man said he was having all right. He survived. He had to have a little operation, but he's all right. And well, he was all right, but we have not heard from Cardiac Stanley in a while. What other callers have we not heard from that used to call the show on a regular basis? Seabass. Blind Seabass disappeared. Blind Scott.
Helmet Man.
Yeah. Mm.
Top of the morning.
I hope he's, still around.
Now, my theory is that Helmet Man went back to Baltimore. He thinks, he doesn't realize this is like a national show, and he doesn't understand you could still listen in Baltimore. He thinks since he lives in L.A. and he hears the show in L.A. that he can't hear it in Baltimore. And as you said, Eddie, weren't you the one that said that we think Helmet Man will just come back and pretend like nothing happened?
he'll just call in one day and act like he never left. Yeah. No explanation, just want to talk about whatever.
Yeah, that happens quite
a bit. Am I on the live air?
Yeah.
Now, there's a caller whose calls were pretty much the same thing every single time, but I miss his calls, and that's Judgmental John.
Oh, yeah. Judgmental John was a legend from Michigan, and he grew up. He had to work the day shift. He sent me an email about a year ago. And checked in. But yeah, Judgmental John was awesome. And he was a one-trick pony, but he mastered that. He absolutely
What was his favorite? The customers.
Oh, yeah, the customers. Yeah, that. And he complained, never get married, Ben, never do it, and all that. He'd brag about going to the strip club. He was so disappointed when I got married. He was so bummed out. That I had not taken his advice. I mean, what's wrong with me? How dare I?
Jason in Windsor, that's another one.
Yeah, Jason in Windsor is another one that was very popular on the show and disappeared. We've had some guys that have come on. The Boston Burper made a quick appearance and disappeared. He went away. And we've had a few others. But anyway, it happens. It's the part of the call-in radio experience. These are people not under contract. And they are free to come and go, and many of them do.
Is Dick and Dayton the longest tenured caller at this point?
Cowboy.
Oh, yeah,
okay. Cowboys. Cowboys. Doc, Mike, and Cowboy are the last of the Mohegans. They go.
Dick
back.
Won't be denied.
Yeah, Dick's right up there, though. He absolutely is. Boy, that didn't sound right. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's say hello to
Shirley.
Let's go to Brett, who's in New Hampshire. See, Koopaloop now. We got the Wyoming contingent and the New Hampshire contingent. Very upset.
Eddie said New Hampshire.
I did, yeah.
I didn't say New Hampshire. I did not.
I'm not taking it back.
All right, Brett, what's going on, Brett? Defend your state.
Hey, guys. Yeah, so I think it was Eddie, and I thought I did hear Coop say New Hampshire, too, but... You guys got to realize that New Hampshire is the home of the two most climbed mountains in the United States. And I actually live in the town where the original Jumanji was filmed.
Oh,
really? You're really
selling this. I like
that
movie. That's a good movie, the original Jumanji.
I sensed that was sarcasm from Eddie, but it's working for me.
Yeah, I don't climb mountains either, so you're not.
That was
really,
a Robin
really
Williams classic.
Yeah, Jumanji's great.
Great.
I was probably 15 at the time, but I met them a couple times when they were downtown Keene.
Nice.
Keene, New Hampshire. You guys got to come visit.
Wait, so is that mansion? Is that actually there?
It's in the next town over.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
So, what food?
New Hampshire?
What's the local food like you're known for? Like, well, if I go to New Hampshire, I want an authentic local meal the common man would eat. What would I be eating? What would my unique New Hampshire food be?
I mean, you could say seafood is a big thing around New Hampshire. I mean, we only have a small coast of New Hampshire, but I mean, there's the foliage. There's a lot of stuff to do in New Hampshire. Oh, we're also host of the show, Northwood's Law.
Oh, I'm there. Yeah. Come on, please. Say no more. Jeez. Yeah. All right. Well, you're part of the Chamber of Commerce there, Brett. You've really sold your state. Everyone's going to be lining up, and the population is going to explode in the state of New Hampshire.
You want to stay out of Vermont.
That's your rival, right?
That's funny.
Yeah. I'm going to say that most kids who didn't grow up in New Hampshire or Vermont, those two states, they flip most often. Like when you're going through the states, when you play the states game, and people often confuse, like, which one's Vermont, which one's New Hampshire, side by side.
Yeah.
New England states.
Agreed.
Thank you. All right. We got to move on, Brett, but I appreciate it. Let's go to Credit Card Gordon.
Oh, God.
Against my better judgment. Hello, Credit Card Gordon. I love his dedication.
Against your better judgment. Good gracious.
You last anyway, had a good call. You had a good call last in like 2009. You had a good call.
Oh, this is going to be good.
All right. All right. This will be it, Eddie. Let all the affiliates know. This is going to be it right here.
I think Eddie Garcia is going to have to answer this because you might not know. I have a question. Is Chase Elliott, who's the Napa driver, is his real name Chase, or is that his nickname?
Sweet God.
Eddie? All right. Tremendous.
I'm telling you, man, his consistency of awful calls is, it is amazing.
He doesn't disappoint.
Awful. Every
he's
time.
So, he's
awful.
So obtuse, too, that he just keeps going. He just keeps going.
And man.
Again, the highlight over the last 12 years calling the show, every night he's on hold. I don't take his call every night. He's on hold every night, religiously, was when he was going through his refrigerator, cleaning it out. That was the best. That was a highlight. Ay, ay, ay. All right, let's keep it going. Let's see who is next. Let's say hello to, how about we say hi to T in Cincinnati. What's going on, T?
How's it going, Ben?
If I was any better, T, I would be a Bengal, but not a Cincinnati Bengal, because they're going to sink.
I agree, but I got to tell you, your good friend Marcel is here, and he's playing my skin flute love song.
Oh, boy. All right. Thank you.
Did we have to get rid of that one, Marcel?
I don't know.
Or Marcel. Roberto?
I didn't even know what he said.
Marcel is...
He made a vulgar reference.
I don't know what you're talking about, Eddie.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Type of musical instrument. I would never play it, but other people...
Me neither.
All right. So, Alvin...
I don't know about that.
Alvin Kamara.
Wow.
Whoa. All right. Alvin Kamara there, the Pro Bowl running back. what is going on here? Trying to do a serious professional show. And you guys are Chuckles the Clown over there laughing. All right, so Alvin Kamara, the running back of the New Orleans Saints, claims that despite having a $75 million contract and being in the NFL for several years now, he has not spent a dollar. Hasn't spent a dollar of his $75 million contract. None of his football earnings. He says he lives off his endorsement money. And Rob Gronkowski said this. We call this the Jay Leno because Jay Leno used to be the host of The Tonight Show back when late night TV mattered. And it was important. It was funny. And a bunch of hacks doing it these days. But when Leno was doing it, he never spent any of his NBC money. Instead, he would do comedy gigs and corporate gigs on the weekends. And that's how he would live. You know, he made a lot of money doing that. So it's not like he was living as a nobody. In the poorhouse, he was making a lot of money, but he just didn't spend his NBC money. And Rob Gronkowski claims he's done the same thing. And now Alvin Kamara, that's very smart. You know, good. Why not? You know, playing the NFL, you're usually done by the time you're in your early 30s, unless you're a freak of nature like Tom Brady. And then you can just enjoy it when you're retired.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year-round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Real Danny Boy writes in, actually answering the terrible question by Credit Card Gordon, says Chase Elliott's real name is William, just like his dad's name. Awesome Bill from Dawsonville.
Who?
That's Chase Elliott. There you go. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Alf, the alien opiner from Springfield, Mass., the home of the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame, where you can check out Muffet McGraw. She's in there. Alf, the alien opiner, says New Hampshire lost points on my big board when the Hinsdale dog track closed. Yeah, that's a shame. Is that right? I know the power couple, who will likely be on here in a little bit, Jack the Judge and Leslie. Jack loved going to the dog track, and they closed that in Florida. Are there any states that have dog racing still legal? It's got to be somewhere in the South that has dog racing that's allowed, but to look that up. Probably a quick Google search and find it right away. Let's see here. Little D writes in, guys, don't get it twisted. Arnie Spanier wishes he ran Vermont. He don't even run the local station. Y'all letting the man tell lies. Interesting. Well, Arnie claims he's the mayor of the city he lives in Vermont, and he runs the whole town. All right, let's go over to Eddie right now. It's hockey season. We will puck the world with all the latest from the frozen pond of hockey.
Well, thank you, Ben. And every team in the NHL has 20 or fewer games left in this 56-game shortened regular season. No team has officially been eliminated from the playoffs yet. It doesn't look like we're going to have much of a playoff push, though, in each of the four divisions with the top four teams making the postseason. Central Division, really the top three is set with Florida, Carolina, and Tampa Bay. You've got Nashville and Chicago battling for that fourth and final playoff spot. I think everything is set in the North, the All-Canadian Division. I think Toronto, Winnipeg, Edmonton, and Montreal are going to be the four teams in. In the East, you've got Washington, the New York Islanders, and Pittsburgh. I think they're all solidly in the playoffs. Boston is probably going to win that fourth spot. They got a 5-point lead on both Philadelphia and the New York Rangers. And in the West, Colorado, Vegas, and Minnesota are in. Arizona right now is that fourth team. They got a 3-point lead over St. Louis, which is really struggling right now. Now, the NHL trade deadline is this Monday. The biggest name that will be on the move is former league MVP Taylor Hall. He won the Hart Trophy in New Jersey in 2018. This offseason, he shocked the hockey world, signing a one-year deal with the lowly Buffalo Sabres. It has not worked out for him as he has struggled on the worst team in the league with just 2 goals and 19 points. Whoever gets him, though, will get a very motivated player.
Oh, he loves Niagara Falls. He wanted to play in Buffalo.
He's ready to get the hell out of there. He'll be an unrestricted free agent after this season. So he'll be looking to try and resurrect what's been an awful year and see if he can't get paid in the offseason.
Eddie, yeah. One man's garbage is another man's treasure.
That's very well said. The New York Islanders acquired winger Kyle Palmieri and veteran center Travis Zajac from the New Jersey Devils in exchange for Islanders' first-round picks in 2021 and a conditional fourth-round pick in 2022, plus a couple of prospects. The Devils will retain 50% of their salaries for both players to make it work under the salary cap. Zajac had played over 1,000 games in the NHL all with the Devils, and he's now going to a team that's going to make the playoffs. Now, most of the COVID issues in the NHL this season were almost exclusively in the U.S., but that has changed in a big way this past
week.
How
about those Canucks?
The Vancouver Canucks announced that 21 players and 4 coaches tested positive for COVID-19, and it's a variant of the virus.
Go big or go home, Eddie. If you're going to have a COVID outbreak, you got to go 21.
Yeah, it's got to be the biggest outbreak of any North American team, I got to think.
The Marlins, though? Remember the Marlins and the Cardinals?
I don't think they had 21 players.
I don't know. It seemed like the entire Marlins team.
I don't know about that. All the players and the staff are in quarantine. A total of 6 Canucks games so far have been postponed. They're scheduled to play again on Monday, April the 12th, and we'll see if that happens. The NHL has said it is not considering having them play less than their 56-game schedule. But as I mentioned, I do believe that the playoffs are pretty much locked up in that North Division. So if Vancouver didn't have to play all their games, it really unlikely it would affect.
All right, what coaches are getting fired, Eddie? Who's losing their job?
Well, we've had 3 get fired so far, and to varying degrees of success with the people that have replaced him. It has not worked out at all in Calgary. It's been decent there in Montreal with their coaching change. I'm shocked that Alain Vigneault in Philadelphia hasn't been fired. They had high expectations there, and they also lost that embarrassing game against Buffalo. It snapped
their losing
streak.
That's a fireable. That's a good point. That's
really,
a fireable
offense.
Yeah,
I really thought he was going to get fired after that, but no. I think your boy Torts, is going to be out in
no,
Columbus.
No, don't say that.
Yeah,
that guy's a legend.
He's in his last year of his contract.
I love our balls.
It has not been going well.
He'll get it. Give him the Buffalo job. Send him somewhere else.
God, don't wish that on him.
No.
We sucked at a time that you can't suck.
Have the Seattle Kraken hired a coach? How about the Kraken?
They have not. They have not.
Oh, there we go. Oh, I'd be a big Kraken fan.
Yeah, you could be a crackhead.
Yeah. Well, that's the guy in Florida that's going to jail tomorrow.
Jed?
No. Oh, he's a meth head, not a crackhead.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you look at all the last place teams, the Ducks. I mean, I don't know.
Their coach? I don't even know who their coach is.
Dallas Eakins is their coach.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Never heard of him. I don't know who that is. No idea. All right.
That's my duck.
That's it. But I am already starting the campaign, Eddie.
Yeah.
I am demanding the Seattle Kraken hire John Tortorella.
All right.
Here first. No one else has that content.
No one
else has that.
It's very true.
Thank you.
That's your Puck the World report.
All right. There it is. Puck the World. Heard every Thursday. Every Thursday in these parts. All right. Straight ahead for us. Fact or fiction? I'm actually going to leave some time for it so we can have some judges and have some fun and all that. 877-99 on Fox. If you would like to be one of our celebrity panelists, as we will have fact or fiction. We'll get to it, and we will do it next.
From peasants to patriarchs, everyone is welcome in the secret society that is the Maller Militia. Listen live from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, but catch up on shows you missed on demand around the clock via the podcast. Tell your friends and enemies about the virtues of the Ben Maller Show. Subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your audio content and give us a 5-star review. It helps supersize the Maller brand. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Please transmit immediately.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
Is it fact or fiction?
Let's face some raw facts.
Lies, 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 yeah.
On the Ben Maller Show.
Fox Sports Radio.
And here we go. It's fact or fiction every week at about this time. Fact or fiction. We'll give you 3 stories. They all sound ridiculous. But one of them, only one of them, is not true. You have to separate fiction from fact. This portion of the Ben Maller Show made possible by Discover Card. We believe a better tomorrow is possible for everyone. Discover something brighter. And let's welcome in our celebrity panel of judges. We start out with the power couple, Jack the Judge and Leslie. Hello, Leslie, in Bradenton, Florida.
Hello, Ben. Great to hear you, and Justin, too.
Thank you. Now, when did they get rid of dog racing? Because I remember Jack used to call up, and he would be going to the dog track. It's how many years ago did they get rid of it? Was it last year or 2 years ago?
No, last year, finally. It was. It's embarrassing. It's horrible.
All right. But Jack used to go there all the time, though. He loved it.
Oh, I know, and he won and lost a lot of money. He never spent more than $6 an afternoon. So,
all right, well, yeah, $6. It's disposable income. Yeah, I got you. All right, very good. Everything all right with you too? Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you.
All right, hold on a sec, Leslie, and we have Bring It Home, Jerome. Hello, Bring It Home, Jerome.
Ben, how you doing? Fresh back from Indianapolis. I was there during the Final Four, during that wonderful shot. So glad to be back home. How are you guys doing?
I'm so good, I'm going to have a plate of Baba Ganoush. That's how good I am.
That's what I'm talking. Hey, I wanted to give a shout-out to Roberto. He said last week that he used to work for the post office. 2 up in the air for you, Roberto. I'm out here delivering packages for you right now, buddy.
Oh, nice, man.
You didn't hear the other part of that story, what Roberto thinks of being a postal worker. But hey, you follow the postal creed, right, Roberto?
That's right.
Neither snow, or, snow, nor rain, nor heat, nor gloom of night.
Damn right.
Like yeah, you must go through the appointed rounds. Postal creed, you got to do it. All right, who else do we have? Phylexis, America's favorite drag queen caller from outside Buffalo, New York. Hello, Phylexis.
Hi, Ben. Yeah, they got rid of the dog races, but never the drag races in Florida. My God, that's like the queen city of the United States.
Well, it's a state, Florida. It's actually, it's not a city.
Well, yeah, somewhere around there. It's a bunch of villages.
Yeah. Are you offended by drag races, being a drag queen? Are you bothered by that?
No, no. Everybody should drag a drag queen behind the car.
Wow. All right, hold on a sec, Phylexis.
Racist.
Spicy opinion there from Phylexis. Jared is in West Virginia. Hello, Jared.
Hello, uh-oh. Big Ben.
Jared, you know, we used to have this guy in Virginia, you don't know this, West Virginia, that would call up. He was the Where's My Baseball guy?
Yeah. Ah.
Yeah.
Well, he about Rich.
Up. What's that? Oh, Radio Rich. Yeah, Radio Rich used to call up, too.
And Wheeling.
Wheeling, West Virginia, yeah. He told us a great story about a prostitute, and then he disappeared. Yeah. You seem riveted by this conversation, Jared. Is everything all right?
All is well. Just want to let you know that we have dog racing here in West Virginia.
Oh, you do? All right.
Yes,
look at that.
Do.
So, Jack the Judge, you need to go to West Virginia. You can watch the dog races right there. All right. Very exciting. I asked a question, Jared. You answered. All right, hold on a sec. Here are the three stories. Figure out which of the three is not true, separating fiction from fact. Well, aside from nearly losing his life, it seems Tiger Woods' car crash may end up hurting his wallet as well. Tiger was driving the Hyundai Genesis SUV at the time of the accident. It was reported by TMZ that the car maker is considering cutting ties with Tiger thanks to declining sales since the accident, unless that's not true. Story number two, fielding offers. Earlier in the show, we talked about the Paul Pierce story, getting a job offer over at Barstool. They aren't Pierce's only suitors, though. A popular adult website has offered Pierce $250,000 to become their first ever NBA analyst. He can break down games and have strippers all around him. And story number three, it's all about sports collectibles. And one of the market's very hot right now. One of the hot items, a letter written by Babe Ruth to his mistress named Nell Wilson that recently sold for $201,000. In the letter, the Bambino tells his mistress that his wife is watching him and that the only way for him to see her is to meet at a hotel. The spicy Bambino. All right. Those are the three stories again. Tiger in some trouble there, supposedly there, Tiger. Fielding offers, the Barstool Paul Pierce story, and which is really about porn, and the secret letters, the Bambino letter. Let's go around to the celebrity judges here and find out which of these stories is not true. Separating fiction from fact, we go back to the power couple, Leslie and Jack the Judge. So, Leslie, if Jack wants to go to West Virginia on vacation, you're going to find out why, because I think you just found out why, actually, a few
seconds
ago.
Yes, I did. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to go with number one.
Number one!
Number one!
All right, have a wonderful end of your weekend, Leslie. Thank you. Hold on a sec. Bring it home, Jerome, from Kansas City. What's the answer, Jerome?
Well, I tell you what, that adult porn site wouldn't have to offer me nothing but some baby oil and a box of envelopes, but I know that story is true. So give me story number one as well. Leslie can't be wrong.
All right. Number one, Phylexis. Quickly, Phylexis. One, two, or three, Phylexis.
Number three. I'm going to go for three. The other two, I think, will happen.
All right, all right. Nobody cares. Jared in West Virginia. One, two, or three, Jared.
We are going with number two.
Number two. Well, the correct answer, thank you, Jared. The correct answer, number one. The
number
Tiger
one.
Story, the end of it, bogus.
Got a murder, got to go.
I don't have to go anywhere.